Tourism is one of Prince Edward County's largest and strongest industries, with visitors traveling from all over to experience what Prince Edward County has to offer. With the tourism season quickly approaching, I checked in with several local businesses to see how they were preparing for the uptick in sightseers, but also to see what they were expecting from the upcoming tourism season. First off is Saul Korngold, the general manager of the Royal Hotel. I'm curious if you could describe what last year's tourism season was like for the Royal.
Wow. Last year was interesting. We had a great summer season for sure. July was a bit wonky and we're not really sure why. It was a bit quieter than we had expected. And I think that's a sentiment that was felt along the high street, at least. And this is anecdotal. But I did have a chance to talk to a few folks. So that was an interesting thing. We still don't really understand why. And it wasn't really much different than the summer before, but it was just different enough to kind of go, whoa, what happened there? But otherwise, we had a really great season, and it was overall better than the one before. And that's what we try to do. I think all of us, we just try to kind of keep growing and getting more interest. And that's essentially how we go.
So just what does that process kind of look like, feel like, sound like for you guys as you transition from the winter months that are a bit quieter into the warmer season?
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of things that are happening now in preparation for the high season. So I think at the top of everyone's mind in the hospitality sector, be it for hotels or inns or for restaurants, it's about staffing. So while we're open year-round and we have a solid team, we do hire as well for the high season. That started about a month or so ago, and many of the folks that we're talking to are students, and training's already underway with them. I guess the other thing is along the food side. So we're very lucky to have a farm of our own to support what we do in our restaurant. So Chef and I, we're already working with Lucas and Nick over at Edmond County Farms to plan the gardens and our menus, etc. What else? Oh, we've got, well, speaking of gardens, we're starting to plan all of the plantings for our rear garden and for the alleyways. A lot of those are potted plants, etc. And we try to change things up year over year. So that planning is also now underway. And I think come May, we'll probably start doing that depending on the weather. It changes, I guess, a bit every year. We just had a discussion this week about the pool, and we've scheduled the opening of the pool for April. In June, we'll mount our art installation in the alleyway, which has now become Rainbow Alley. So we hang these beautiful umbrellas in celebration of Pride. I guess it's all about the return of the light. You know, we're now all working toward, the birds are out, they're singing. And I guess the slumber and the calm of that quiet time, and we had quite a winter, is now something that we get to kind of come out of. And it's really super exciting for us.
Awesome. And then just finally, thank you again for your time. Do you have any predictions as to what this tourist season will look like? And then even what the next kind of few years will look like for Prince Edward County when it comes to tourism?
Well, what I can say is that where we stand right now, we're seeing growth from last year. But one thing that we've learned is that a lot of travelers are not booking, you know, 2 or 3 months out. A lot of them will book even 1 week or 2 weeks out. So the uncertainty of the market, what's happening down south, trade wars, the disparity with our dollar and the US dollar. There's just so much uncertainty happening right now in the world. And it's really hard to say how that's going to affect tourism in Prince Edward County. You know, the disparity of the dollar might mean that we get travelers from, you know, New York State driving up because it's such a good deal for them, but we may not. Interest rates might hike up, you know, the ominous R word, recession, has just come up this past week. All of that might, you know, spook people into spending money. Like, who knows how it's going to turn out? I'm positive. I like to think that you know, based on the numbers that we're seeing so far with bookings, that it's going to be one of our best summers ever. And I'm really hopeful. So maybe I should just leave you with that note.
Then I checked in with Gavin Lawson, the operations manager at Prince Eddie's Brewing Company.
Just like everybody else, we're kind of itching for the warm weather around the corner. In terms of us, though, for ourselves, the patio is opening up as soon as we're able to. We're getting the mainstays going. We definitely are looking at different styles that are more summery themed, like our fruited sours. In terms of overall production-wise, our production ramps up quite a bit this time of year. The LCBOs, the corner stores, Circle Ks, groceries, they all get busier as tourist regions get busier as well. And in terms of the facility here too, and people coming to Prince Eddie's, for us, it's getting the food program going. That'll be starting next month. We'll have Caribbean food, nice jerk chicken sandwiches, stuff like that. We'll be doing a lot of draft specials, some different kinds of styles for everybody as well. I know not everyone drinks beer, but, and then beyond that, I guess for us, it's getting kind of the vibes going, if you will. We've got the volleyball court here. The volleyball league starts up as soon as possible too. So yeah, all things summer, that's what we're about here. Get those tours in and we're ready to go. So.
Awesome. And then just when it comes to expectations for the tourist season, what are you expecting when it comes to kind of the volume of people and different things like that? And then how would you compare that to kind of years in the past?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all pretty in line with what's kind of the trends are for tourism. But overall, I think we're expecting a fairly busy year. I think last year, you know, you maybe felt the effects of people going elsewhere. You know, basic recent trends, I'd say it's probably popular to come back to the county and do some camping and a little bit more family friendly too. We're seeing a lot of those Quebec families coming back. I'm expecting a pretty solid year. Yeah, I think for us, it's we've got a lot of tour companies who are looking to expand their offerings. There's more beer tours going on. So we get the residual effects of that as a destination brewery. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good year.
I also spoke with Steve Pertell, the owner of the Acoustic Grill. The Acoustic is entering its 20th tourist season this summer.
Well, this time of year, we're working on hiring staff, which we've done every year. We have a great staff and a lot of people that have been here for years. So we've hired staff. That's what we do this time of year. And as we get closer to summertime, we adjust the menu slightly. People love what we do here. We do simple food. We just do it really well. But we like to change a few things every year. So we'll be working on the menu leading up to the summer. And then it's go, go, go for the summer season. Every year, the expectations are kind of the same. We really look forward to new people coming to the county, and we look forward to the same repeat customers as well. So it's just nice. It's nice to see old faces, people that come here to their cottages in the summer, and it's great to meet new people from everywhere as well.
And finally, I chatted with Sarah Fox, the executive director of Visit the County, to really get a sense of where tourism is at and where it's headed in Prince Edward County. From your perspective as the executive director of Visit the County, where would you say tourism in Prince Edward County is right now compared to maybe before the pandemic, but also compared to just the last couple years after things opened back up?
Well, I think that, you know, because the DMMO was formed in 2022 and the MAT started to be collected in 2021, we started out at kind of a peak time of tourism during the pandemic. And in fact, we would probably define it more as over-tourism. So right now, we're still trying to understand what kind of an average year looks like for the tourism industry in Prince Edward County. And I would say that compared to 2021 and 2022, 2024 seemed a little bit lower in terms of revenues, but the number of bookings seemed to stay consistent with 2019. That being said, right now, with the data that we have through AirDNA, which sources bookings from Airbnb and VRBO, we're seeing a trend that folks are booking 30 to 40% more May through August of this year compared to the same time last year.
And so along those lines, some of the business owners had mentioned it, and then I'd seen some data from Visit the County in the past that said the typical visitor to the county has kind of changed over time when it comes to kind of how far out they're booking in advance, but then also if they're repeat visitors or unique visitors. Can you speak anything to that?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a number of different visitor profiles who come throughout the year, and it seems to change depending on the season. So obviously you have a lot of younger visitors, maybe aged between 20 and 40 coming through the summer months. And then you'll see maybe an older demographic, couples, that sort of thing, during the shoulder seasons. And of course, we've got families coming during the summer for camping. So yeah, it depends on the time of year, what's happening, and also the type of accommodations that folks are booking.
Some of the business owners had said that they were pretty optimistic about their expectations for this year's season. And then you mentioned that bookings are doing well. So just outside of the accommodation bookings, what other metrics can you use to kind of come up with your expectations for this year's season?
That is the question. I think that right now, all of the evidence besides this AirDNA data is mostly anecdotal. You know, I've heard several accommodators tell me that their bookings are up this year compared to last year, and also that they're getting comments from their guests who are saying that they had booked something in the U.S. due to the political situation. They've decided to cancel those plans, and they're now planning to support Canadian destinations instead.
Right. So that was actually kind of just along the lines of my next question there. Is there a certain amount of uncertainty due to this geopolitical situation for businesses in the county? I know Saul had mentioned from the Royal that he was thinking maybe Americans might travel to spend their dollar in Canada. But just what are your thoughts on kind of how that situation is going to affect tourism?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as we know, it's quite volatile right now. It's changing on a daily basis, sometimes hour to hour. So we're all trying to keep up with the news and understand what how we're going to be impacted by tariffs and our relationship with the United States. So I think one thing to keep in mind is that approximately 20% of the tourism industry in Canada is U.S. visitors. And so we still, you know, depend on them to keep our businesses afloat. And so we certainly want to extend a warm welcome to them, despite the hardships that we're facing right now.
For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and 99.3 County FM, I'm Jack McCool, filling in for Brenda Little.